Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, folks. Finally, my screen's working. And yesterday, I was doing everything in the dark, in the blackness. So, finally, celebrities are running scared. Word is on the street, panic. Massive panic within the industry. Massive panic in Hollywood. The music. Nobody knows who to trust. Nobody knows who's saying what's going on. I hung out with Diddy. I also hung out with this person who hung out with Diddy. They're all going down. This is just the beginning. Just the beginning. It's the tip of the iceberg of where this domino effect is going to lead. Now, I think a lot of this is, Fall Guy type things. I think distraction, smoke and mirrors. A lot of stuff of 2020 is coming out right now. Juanito has talked about this. It's a lot of evidence is being submitted. There's whistleblowers hiding in the shadows. So there's other things transpiring that we really we should be looking at. And that's what my job is to have you all look at that. So first of all, just know, though, it will sell out their own. They're not loyal to anybody, okay? That's how evil works. They control each other with blackmail and all kinds of shit. So that's how it works. And then they'll start selling out each other. You're going to start seeing very soon, if I'm right, this year, a lot of these bing, a lot of rollovers, a lot more distractions, natural disasters, maybe some bridges. By the way, epic video on my Rumble, Nino's Corner, epic video. You got to go there and watch Steve Swenson, one of my best friends. He's a demolition expert. Just happens to be one of my very good friends. And he came on and said, I don't know. So we kind of analyze the video and he gives his opinion on it. And it's worth watching. It's really worth watching. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. You appreciate me. I appreciate you. When the lights go out on Amazon, give me an honest review. And The Mexican Mix, my mama's book. Please give an honest review. So much going on here, folks. Let me knock this out real quick. GDR. Canolidine. I don't know how to say the word. It is canolidine. I think it's canolidine. So if you suffer from daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully, folks. What we know about pain relief is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are normal. And let me tell you, I have a lot of them. I have a lot of aches and pains. Boxing, when I went and got my back looked at, they said it looked like I've been in 16 car accidents. That's how bad my back is. So if you think you're going through pain, you don't know pain. I have pain. I have pain in my back. I have pain in my heart. I have pain in my heart, folks. My dear Axel left me. Anyway, and we are all searching for effective ways to relieve the pain, and safety is more important than ever. Let's be frank, folks. We have all seen the horrors of the opiate crisis. You may have been affected yourself, and that's what pioneering medical scientists comes in, Clint Waters. You may have seen this world-renowned health expert featured in the national media as he's unveiled a natural pain reliever that's taking the world by storm. Yes, I am talking about canolidine, the 100% drug-free way to get body pain relief without dangerous meds. It works wonders. As you read this, canolidine has become the go-to pain reliever for hundreds of professional athletes, tens of thousands of seniors, and the official pain reliever choice of the UFC. And I know a lot of boxers that are on this, folks. If you don't like taking medicine, take this. Clint explains how canolidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age and makes you feel really good too, if you know what I'm saying. Oh boy. When taken daily, your body will get back to relieving pain like you were in the prime of your life. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I have tried virtually everything and I have not felt this great in years. I'm not even lying about this. I'm taking a lot of stuff, but I started implementing this with my diet and everything. And I have been feeling really good. I'm going to go run the treadmill today. It's like all my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, neck, joints all have felt renewed. Canoladine does not make you feel like the least bit groggy. It makes you feel great, alert, and ready to take on the day. And the best news, Canoladine has no documented side effects after years of private testing. And they've spent many years on this. Hear me when I say this. Canoladine is absolutely the future of pain relief. So whatever you do, make sure you click on the link below and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on how Canoladine is changing lives by providing safe and power relief at 1/10 the cost of pain pills. Now, here's the best part. When you click on the link below today, you can access the Canoladine product in the world for less than $1 a day. Wow. Clint has provided this private link until the midnight tonight. So you got till midnight tonight, all right? Midnight. How am I doing with my commercials? Go to trykono.com, trykono.com/Nino, and get started. You're going to like it. I mean, I feel great. I'm going to go run the treadmill today. That's what I'm going to do. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Thank you very much, Diane Broyles. You know what I noticed? Sometimes when I drink too much coffee, I get more tired. And so what I've started doing is I got back to drinking 2 big cups of water every morning. And let me tell you, folks, I got connections. I got connections in the Hollywood circuit. People are fucking nervous. Oh, they're nervous. Nobody's talking to each other. Nobody knows what to do. They're just kind of frozen. Can I trust you? No. Can I trust you? I don't think so. Who can I trust? How you like it? You remember when Robert De Niro went on Bill Maher and he was talking, you may not have a show anymore. He may come after me. They know he's coming. There's nothing they can do. No matter how many polls, they tell you that Biden is ahead. He's ahead by 2 points. He's the comeback kid. Yeah, okay. They know it's coming, and they can't stop it. And that's a beautiful thing. No matter what they do, no matter how many bridges, no matter how many water dams, no matter how many, can't stop it. Rumble, Nino's Corner, Truth Social, David Rodriguez, Boxer. Instagram, Nino's Truth. I'm trying to build up Nino's Truth. That has a blue check mark, guys. Guys, it has a blue check mark. Real Estate News. Get a coffee from me and my family from Colorado. Keep going, Nino. We need people like you. Thank you. Hey, yo. Colleen Perea. Nino, are you single? Just curious. That's all. Colleen Perea. Pues I have a harem of me. Sancho has a harem. Of many muchachas, mujeres. Don't try to date the Sancho. It does not work. Ex Nino Boxer, patriotwear.com. Bing. Get this shirt, folks. Lunatic Fringe, baby. Yeah. I have people, you know, I want to go into this. But I have a lot of people like requesting certain designs. I'm listening to you. I just can't get to them fast enough. I'm trying. So I have really good designers now, by the way. I think this is a cool shirt. Lunatic Fringe. It's on Nino's patriotwear.com. Ninoscorner.tv, though. Ninoscorner.tv. Demolition expert, my buddy Steve Swenson. I've known this guy for like 5 years longer. And I keep screwing up his last name. He's like, Dave, did the punches really affect you, my man? I'm like, yeah, they did. I think they did. Because I have a problem with people's last names. I can't remember someone's first name, much less last name. When they tell me their last name, I'm like, I don't fuck it. They tell me, I shake their hand. I'm like, whatever. I just call everybody bro. Even sometimes women. Hey, bro. Oh, dude, up. Whatever, but you should like that these days. So SGN on is up right now. George Papadopoulos, General's Tent. I'm going to put that up. So I'm going to go ahead and air that one time only. So you know what you're missing, because you're missing a lot. George Papadopoulos is going to be shown on ninoscorner.tv. So if you missed it, you'll see it. David Snedeker Snedhead is coming on. I got that in rotation. I just did the interview with him about 3 days ago. So that's coming on. General Flynn. I'll probably put him on Rumble. But I had him on, and I think he's going to be the general in the general's tent in June. We're looking at June. I have Juanito in May. April, I have David Snedeker and Mike King coming up this month. Epic. Scott Bennett is going up on Nino's Corner. Butch Hartman, cartoonist for Nickelodeon. I just interviewed him. Now, I'm putting that up on FluffTube because we can't. He didn't feel comfortable going into the dark stuff, which is totally, I understand that. We know how dark Nickelodeon is. This guy now is doing Christian cartoons, and it's awesome. I saw his work. I mean, you know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a cartoonist. I could actually draw really well. I was a doodler, Davy Doodler. My mom used to say, Davy Doodles, Davy Doodles. And it was embarrassing when she'd call me that in front of my friends because that reverberated through high school and everyone would be like, hey, Davy Doodles. Yeah. Yeah. Davy Doodles. Ugh! And now everyone knows. So much for my mouth. Anyway, yeah, Davy fucking Doodles. Let's get into this, shall we? Lots of people being named along with Diddy. First off, I would like to say there's much more to the story about the Baltimore Bridge. You got to get over to my Rumble channel or ninoscorner.tv and watch that. I have a demolition expert weighing in, talking about it. So, good friend of mine. And, folks, we all know what we're looking at. It's beyond. I mean, really? I mean, who's falling for it? The same people that fell for the shit in 2020? I mean, just saying, go and look at it. Make up your own mind. I'm telling you. He just lists the multiple red flags, and he goes into it. So just, I don't want to talk about it on FluffTube. We were going to put it up on FluffTube, but there's no way. But, well, folks, I guess my instincts were right about RFK. Remember I said I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I don't know whether to trust him or not. I just don't know. I'm like, I want to like the guy. He seems like I like his little workout videos, whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, my instincts are telling me not this. No, Well, I was right. Always listen to that little instinct, that little whisper, that gut feeling. It's always right. And guess what? Joe Flynn is out. Joe Flynn has decided I'm not backing him anymore. That says a lot. So I talked to Joe Flynn. He's going to come on my channel and eat crow, he said. That's what he said. So Joe Flynn, all right, come on my channel and eat some crow. That's very manly of you to do, by the way. So RFK Jr. is expected to name Nicole Shanahan. Oh, she looks a little bit like this to me. But Shanahan, as the VP pick, New York Times reports. Independent presidential candidate Robert Kennedy is expected to announce his running. Like, why are you in this, bro? Like, okay, maybe you'll take Trump. You'll take votes away from Biden. Maybe Trump is. Are you there to mess it up? I mean. See, I'm trying to figure out the strategy here because you're not going to win. Maybe Biden steps down a convention and then you're inserted somehow. Maybe that. I'm thinking that could happen. I'm thinking Biden says, you know, I'm just too old. And then the next best pick is RFK. I don't know. Just asking questions. It's very sketchy to me. Why are you still around? Why are you hanging around? You have no chance. Or do you? Just, I don't know. Anything can happen. So as these headlines hit one right after another, right now, as they are, it makes you kind of wonder, folks, now that Trump makes one of the biggest social media moves ever and goes public with Truth Social, he is now more than nine. He's worth more than $9 billion. He's worth more than $9 billion, which, talk about a big, toma puto, toma way, and he's paying cash, putos, no mames, What do you do about that? What do you do? And I kind of feel like, holy cow, now the establishment's looking at each other going, we can't stop this guy. Everything we do, he has an answer for. So what do? More distractions. I don't know. Blow up a Brit. P. Diddy under the bus. I don't know. It's all very fishy to me. So P. Diddy witch hunt is OJ 2.0. Could it be interference? Is he running interference? I don't know. I'm going to watch this play out. I'm going to talk to Juanito. I haven't talked to Juanito in a few days, so I got to get him on the phone and kind of see what's going on here. Get the pulse. But I'm simply just asking questions. I'm simply just asking the questions. That's all I'm doing. That's all this program is. I'm just a big question mark. Could it be? There's a lot of unanswered questions, and we'll get to the bottom of it. Where do we get to the bottom of it, folks? On ninoscorner.tv. Six workers presumed dead after crippling cargo ship knocks down the Baltimore Bridge. Well, you know, those bridges are meant to take multiple impacts, just kind of like what happened in New York. I don't know. Just saying. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad. I'm just saying. So six workers were missing and presumed dead from a bridge that collapsed in Baltimore Harbor on Tuesday after a massive cargo ship crippled by a power loss rammed into the structure, forcing the closure of one of the busiest ports on the U.S. Eastern Seaboard. You know what I forgot? Do you know what I forgot? Here's what I forgot. You might want to turn it down or turn it up, folks. You just might want to turn it down or turn it up because I forgot to do my little MO. Yeah. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby. Eat it, trolls. All right. So, Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath said there was no hope in finding the missing workers alive due to the frigid water and the length of time elapsed since the accident. Can you imagine how terrifying that is? Did you see the cars that just barely made it over and then the bridge went down? Could you imagine what they're thinking? Whoo, talk about having a come to Jesus moment. But what about the cars that went down? Jeez. Prayers out to them and their families. So sad. State Police Colonel Roland Butler said authorities hope to return divers to the water after sunrise on Wednesday in an effort to recover the workers' remains. So there was workers on there. Kind of makes you wonder. Maybe they probably knew maybe the workers were going to talk. Get rid of them? I don't know. Just saying. You get what I'm saying, folks? It's kind of, why were workers up there? None of it makes sense. Just saying, none of this makes sense. The rescues pulled two survivors to safety, one whom was hospitalized, and the six missing were part of a work crew. Gosh, that guy must feel so lucky. Filling potholes on the road surface of the bridge. Really? I don't know. Rescuers pulled two survivors to safety, one whom was hospitalized. They and the six missing were part of the work crew filling potholes on the road surface of the bridge. A bigger disaster averted. The ship reported a power failure before impact. Now go look at my Rumble video and tell me what you see there. So, I don't know. I'm not an expert, so I don't know. But due to the climate that we're in, I don't trust anything. So coincidence, I don't know. So I saw this. I thought this was interesting. I don't know. The dates and times of these happenings are really, really unreal close. Suez Canal 3-23-21 obstruction occurred at 5:40, 1:40 a.m. Eastern. Baltimore Key Bridge 3-26-24 collision at 1:30 a.m. 3 years and 3 days apart, 33. I don't know. Just what do you all think? I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. The Baltimore Bridge collapse is raising some big policy questions. Why? Well, the early morning collision that sank the Francis Key Bridge, Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore on Tuesday is threatening deep disruptions to the economy and travel. Disruptions to the economy and travel. President Joe Biden promised he would move heaven and earth to replace the bridge and that the federal government would pay for the work. In other words, you. But closing off the port of Baltimore, a crucial stop wedged between other major ports amid an urgent rescue mission and the complicated nature of the laws that govern maritime shipping, will likely ripple for months. So this could hinder economy for months. Makes sense now, right? The crash has cut off access to much of the port of Baltimore, which is a major port for car and truck imports. That means figuring out what to do with vehicles that need to be unloaded might prove tricky in the coming weeks. There's no question this will be a major and protracted impact on supply chains. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said during a Tuesday afternoon press conference, of course, right? Supply chains, economy, it's going to hinder a lot of stuff. Interesting. Very interesting. I've been told to watch the dams, which in a way, does that mean watch the water? I don't know. Baltimore is also the nation's second largest coal exporter. Wow. Responsible for shipping out 23% of all U.S. coal exports in 2022. The bridge collapse has cut off two terminals operated by coal supplier Consol Energy and freight rail firm CSX. But this would only help anybody that wants to go green, right? Oh, I don't know. I'm just asking the question. I don't know. So there's a lot here. There's a lot here if you're looking in the right direction. Let's get to the sellouts. Had a big question mark around this guy. I wanted to like him. I was trying to like him, but the pit of my stomach said, I don't know. I just don't know. Independent presidential candidate RFK to announce his VP pick. He's expected to name Nicole Shanahan as the VP pick, New York Times reports. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy is expected to announce attorney and entrepreneur Nicole Shanahan as his running mate Tuesday, the New York Times reported, citing two people close to the campaign. The move will accelerate Kennedy's attempt to gain ballot access in as many states as possible. Nearly half require a vice presidential pick in order to advance the process. Kennedy's selection, which will be announced at an event in Oakland, California, will also be tasked with broadening his appeal and helping raise money to fuel his big spending campaign. There's been speculation on Shanahan. Shanahan. That's what she looks like to me. She looks like Shahodaha. She does not look like Shanahan. She looks like Shahodaha. A wealthy 38-year-old. A wealthy 38-year-old, really? Man, I don't know. 38 to me is like, you still don't. Man, you're learning about life, but you're still, you know, you're not really. 38, could reach into her own pockets to aid the cause. Interesting. I wonder who approached him and was like, listen here. We have the perfect person for you. She's a little bit ding, 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 but it'll work. Believe me. Just ignore the part of ding, 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 ding. Biden, the comeback kid. Biden is the comeback kid. Sure he is. This is what they have you believe. So they're going to make it look, it looks to me like they're trying to keep him for as long as they can until they figure out the rest of the mess. But they're going to keep putting out these positive articles. Oh, boy. All these articles. The comeback kid. He's up in the polls. It's amazing. Wow. He's really smoking Joe. Smoking Joe. Yeah. So President Biden made significant gains against Donald Trump during the past month in 6 of 7 2024 swing states, according to Bloomberg Morning Consult poll out Tuesday. Why it matters? It's the first time in months that the swing state poll has Biden within striking distance of Mr. T. Oh, man. I have a hard time reading this shit. The presumptive Republican nominee. The presumptive Republican nominee. The poll measured a period in which Biden followed his impassioned State of the Union address with a swing state tour and a series of sharp attacks on Mr. T. Zoom in. Biden performed best in the Rust Belt swing states, where both candidates have been arguing they are the best to for the American industry. The poll showed the president with a 1-point lead in Wisconsin over Mr. T. In Pennsylvania and Michigan. Okay, Biden drew closer in Nevada, trailing Trump. This is complete and utter BS. But this is what they do. This is your media, folks, what I'm reading here. This is your media. Some media right here. This is what they feed you. That's why it's important for people like me, Nino, with your coffee. That's why it's important. Turn that shit off. We're not going that direction, I don't feel. I've made bets with everybody. Trump goes on bizarre rant about Crooked Joe Budin. That's how they spelled it, Budin. And disinformates and misinformates. So former President Mr. T appeared to announce he supports that O'Care and at least not running to the end of the ACA, but that's the least newsworthy part of this latest all-caps rant, which features misspellings and malapropisms that are certain to be claimed intentionally at a future Trump rally. So they're making fun of people saying, no, it's not intentional. These are just mistakes, all caps, mispronouncing names. These are all just big mistakes. Angel Warrior, great job in report. Thank you. Thank you. Ayo, thank you. The former president and presumptive Republican nominee to think that the word is out that he would terminate the Affordable Care, you know what? Because that's precisely what he ran in on 2016, tried to do in his 4 years in the White House, failed to accomplish. But what they're saying here, he's going to have no chance in doing it this time around if he gets elected. So here, let me explain something. Do you see why it can't go that direction? Let me have a thumbs up if you all understand that. It can't go that way. He will be hit with obstacles at every turn. You think it was bad in 2016 for him to do anything to achieve? He did a lot. He did a lot. But he won't be able to do shit in 2024 if he gets in there and they just don't let him do anything. That's why I say I don't think it's going to go that way. I'm trying to be very vague here. Just my opinion, though. It's just an opinion. Chief of Russia's Federal Security Service claims that the United... All right. So, Russia is claiming that the Moscow concert, that someone else is... someone else did that. If you know what I mean. I hope you guys understand. This is FluffTube. So, Israel delegation cancels trip to Washington after U.S. declined to veto UN ceasefire demand. Let's get to some P. Diddy news, shall we? So, P. Diddy. Sean Diddy Combs blasts feds military-level force during raid on his homes, calls the investigation a witch hunt. Yes, sir. Sure. Oh, boy. Diddy's attorney blasted the military-level force federal authorities used while raiding the rapper's Florida and California homes Monday. The hip-hop mogul is being investigated for sex trafficking, according to law enforcement sources. Allegations, which his attorney, Aaron Dyer, have blasted as a witch hunt. Yesterday, there was a gross overuse of military-level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residences, Dyer told TMZ. There is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated. Diddy's sons, Justin, 30, and King, 25, Combs were briefly cuffed and detained. So his two sons were briefly cuffed and detained after being removed from the L.A. house, but were not arrested and are not thought to be part of the federal investigation. Authorities target 50-year-old Diddy's two residences in Los Angeles and Miami to seize his phones and computers, law enforcement told the Post. So the unprecedented ambush paired with an advanced coordinated media presence, so all the media was there, so they knew about this, leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt pace based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits, Dyer added. Diddy, also known as Sean Combs, was not arrested or charged, but spoke to and cooperated with authorities. So he cooperated. Could there be something bigger going on here? Bigger than Diddy? His lawyer said his travel has not been restricted in any way. He added, the Homeland Security Investigation Human Trafficking Task Force conducted the raids based on a search warrant issued by Southern District of New York. At least four Jane Does and one John Doe has been interviewed by New York prosecutors in connection to sex trafficking allegations and a RICO case, Rolling Stone reported. Got to question that one. Thank you, Mary Knows. Diddy's employees, Brandon Paul, 25, was busted at Miami's Opa-locka Airport on Monday when federal authorities caught up to him while he was about to board a private plane with Diddy, who was spotted at the same airport that afternoon talking on his phone and pacing. Paul was booked on, gosh, man. I think about this, man, and I think about how this whole industry, the entire industry is garbage. And we're all seeing it now. We're all seeing it for what it's worth, what it really is, what it truly is. It's disgusting. It's demonic. I mean, this guy to me is a prime example. All this, I mean, was it worth it, Diddy? Was it really worth it to have all of that given to you for this? Look what's coming down on you right now. I would bet everyone in my audience would say, hell no, I would never want the fame. I would never want the fortune is if this is what my life turned into. Can I get a thumbs up on that? Can I get a thumbs up for my audience? Enjoy your lives, folks. You have a good life. This shit is not a, this guy's going to burn. When he gets done with this, whoosh, rah, with the demons. With the demons. That's what he has to look forward to. You all still have your souls, I think. Some of you. Just saying, I mean, to me, it's like, was it worth it, man? It's like, you know, like I had friends that are in cartels and shit. And I go, man, dude, is it worth it, carnal? Is it worth it always having to look over your shoulder? It's not worth it. Nah, no amount of money. Why? Because you get the bottle service. Who cares? Who gives a shit? I had so many friends that had bottle service and drove the nice cars. I would just get in the car with them, and I actually didn't even give a shit. I didn't even give a fuck. I was always in the beat-up pickup truck, and I still got more pussy. Just saying. Oh, boy. Diddy's drug mule arrested at Miami Airport, and at the same time, rapper's sons were put in cuffs during raids on his report. So, what about Prince Harry? Now, I'm hearing different stuff on this. Is he named in the blockbuster Diddy lawsuit? So Prince Harry's party days with Sean Diddy Combs could be coming back to haunt him. Folks, you got to understand a lot of people in the entertainment industry, in the movie, all of it, music, all of it, hung out with Diddy. They went to his parties. They're all in trouble. They're going to be in trouble. They're going to be questioned at least. And it's just going to cascade. It's going to lead to so they think they're going to get up. And here's the best part, the arrogance of these people. And they hear people, don't worry, we'll do this, we'll do that. You'll get away with it. It's all good. No, you're not. You're not. This is going in a whole different direction. There's a bigger operation at work here, and you're just, yeah, sorry. Yep, sorry. This is all part of the awakening. Cat Williams said it best, 2024, folks, exposing. 2024, the year of exposing, and you're not going to escape God. God ultimately has his hand on this. Whether you believe in God or not, you better start. You all believe in the devil, whatever. So if you believe in that, you better believe in the big guy upstairs watching it all. Yeah. So while Harry is not accused of any wrongdoing, being named in the suit by Jones as a friend of Combs will be an unwelcome reminder for Harry and his former association with the rapper. Remember what they've always said. You are who you hang out with. God, does that ring true right now? Your whole life when you're growing up, your parents say, be careful who you hang out with. People, birds of a feather flock together. And I said, I had so many, when I was growing up in high school and stuff like that, I had friends in every clique. I hung out with everybody. I was like that one guy that I had a friend in this group, the Chilangos. I had a friend in the preppies, and I had a friend in the gangsters. I got the gang members. I was friends with everybody. I just hung out with everybody. There's not like one group. I couldn't stand hanging out with one group of people. I was mainly the troublemaker. I was the guy that was an alternative. I was always a kid that was like in the other classes. I was in those classes, but not because I was. I think it was because I was a little too smart for the system. And I got special treatment, to be honest with you. I made good friends with the ISS teacher and the alternative teachers, and I liked being left alone. I don't know. I got to do a lot of fights. And that's why when I started doing the anti-bullying speaking engagements, I really loved talking to the kids in the alternative programs. I loved the kids that were always in trouble. You know what? Believe it or not, they're the brightest. They're the brightest. They see it for what it is at a very early age, and they like to test the teachers. They like to test the system. They're just too smart. They like to get that stimulation because it bores the fuck out of them being in regular classes. And you may think little Susie's really smart for doing everything right and getting A pluses while fucking little David is back there fucking, let me see little Susie's answers. All right, thanks for doing the work for me. I'll never remember this shit in 2 years, and you won't either. Whatever. Gotta tell you, just saying, little Susie did the work for both of us. It's all right. Little Susie got hers too. Don't worry. All right. Threat made against the U.S. arts group Shen Yun. I just had a guy on talking about Shen Yun not too long ago. Shen Yun had been sent to the headquarters of Shen Yun. Is it Shen Yun? Performing Arts, an art group founded by Chinese descendants that has long faced harassment by the Chinese Communist Party. So the messages were received just days after similar bomb threats were sent to the two theaters where Shen Yun was performing over the weekend in California and Canada, prompting evacuations and bomb sweeps by police. No explosives were found. The company received a series of emails on March 26 that claimed explosives were placed at its headquarters in upstate New York. These emails that were obtained by this news syndicate. The Shen Yun headquarters is located at a site called Dragon Springs, which also hosts two art schools and Tang Dynasty-style temples that asked for a ransom. We're going to see a lot more of this, man. And you know what? You know why these are picking up? Because open borders, yeah, it's a free-for-all in this country now if you're not paying attention. Complete free-for-all. Who do you think's coming here? All of them, folks. All the ones they don't want are coming here to cause the desired chaos. They're all here. Live free or die. Thank you. Hey, Nino, I hope you get to talk to Mad Tinfoil Hatter in your chat. He says he works on the bridge. Would love to hear the interview. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm open to anybody. I lay it out for you all to play it out. Look, a lot of you may not like my guests. I get shit. I can't make anybody happy. First of all, let's just put that out there. No matter who I bring on, I get hateful emails for every single guest. Not just one. I'm talking all of them. Not just Juanito. Not just Flynn. Not all of them. Scott Bennett. Oh, that guy's full of shit. Blah, 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 blah. Why do you put these people on? Blah, blah. I lay it out for you all to play it out. And what I'm doing is giving you the info and saying, I trust you as adults to make up your own mind. I don't do the thinking for you. I have my own tinfoil hat. Okay. I don't do it for you. I just put it out there for you guys. That's it. So stop giving me shit about who I bring on. And a lot of you are really brave. And you know what? Social media has made a lot of people brave. But we'll bump shoulders one day. Don't expect me to be nice. Don't let this grin fool you. And I don't give a fuck. Last guy to give a fuck is me. Oh, David's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. He smiles all the time, cracking jokes, acts like a jackass. 8 states are planning to ban the sale of gas-powered cars entirely. Kind of makes sense with the bridge. I don't know. After Biden unveiled ambitious plans to phase them out by 2032. So what just got blown up? Oh, there's a lot of vehicles being brought into the ports there, right? Oh, wait. Yeah, but what's Biden doing by 2032? Oh, he wants to phase out gas-powered cars. Okay, so all right. So California was the first state to adopt the plan to ban sales of gas cars by 2035. Electric vehicles made up 7.6% of new car sales in the U.S. last year. At least 8 states are planning to ban the sale of new gas-powered cars in the next decade, and others are considering joining them. Only zero-emission vehicles can be sold in participating states beginning from 2035 model year, according to the Advanced Clean Cars 2 legislation. I'm telling you, folks, this is going in a really bad direction. The rule, which was first adopted by who else? California, means that automakers and dealerships would be banned from selling new gas cars in these states from that point forwards. Americans will not be forced to take their gas-powered cars off the road, however, and will still be able to buy used and secondhand gas vehicles, but it might be kind of hard to find places to fill up with gas because they don't want you to do that. You have to spend 3 hours next to your electric car while it charges and say goodbye to long road trips. These states have gone further than the latest federal legislation announced last week, where the Biden administration released new rules to gradually phase out gas cars by 2032. You know what's going to be beautiful is when Mr. T goes in there and just fucking shits all over all of this. Here, let me wipe my ass with your fucking electric cars. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, see you later. So Rhode Island was the most recent state to join the list of states pledging to ban the sale of gas-powered cars, joining Maryland. Isn't that where Baltimore is? Baltimore, Maryland. Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, and Washington. Oh, man, doesn't this just make sense as we go through it, huh? Rachel Maddow calls NBC decision to hire Rona McDaniel inexplicable, compares her to a mobster. So Rachel Maddow called NBC's decision to hire Rona McDaniel inexplicable and compared the former RNC chairman to a mobster. She's a mobster. Maddow on her MSNBC show called for NBC to rethink their decision. These people are like fucking thought Nazis, huh? This came as part of a brilliant, almost 25-minute speech Maddow gave, uninterrupted, about the threat of fascism, the importance of elections, and why McDaniel had repeatedly tried to undermine the 2020 you-know-what by calling its results into doubt. For Maddow, the speech was a tour de force. Folks, okay, I'm going to ask you to just enjoy this. Enjoy the madness, because this is what you call panic. What she's doing right here is freaking out because they see what's coming. And they're not going to, let me say this again. You're not going to stop it. It's over. But this is going to be fun to watch you panic and listen to your friends tell you, don't worry, we got this. I think we got, don't worry. No, worry. Worry a lot. You're done. You're fucking done. You're done. It's done. It's done. It's already happening. And this is just going to continue. Okay? So, sorry. I don't know. Make good with God. I don't know. Maybe repent. Whatever you got to do. Maybe you need to start believing in God, change your ways. I don't know. Let's get to some what the fuck news. In what the fuck news, in what the fuck news, man arrested for allegedly taking leg after California train incident and eating it. Did you guys see this? There is a video on this. Wasco, California. It should be called Waco, California. A man has been arrested after being suspected of taking the leg of a pedestrian who was struck by an Amtrak train in California and then eating it. There's a video on this. You can go see it. Officials said the man who allegedly removed evidence from the Amtrak station on Friday was identified as 27-year-old Rosendo Diaz. Huh, I wonder where he's from. At around 8 a.m., deputies responded with the BNSF Railroad Police Department to a report of a pedestrian who was struck by a train at the station in the 700 block of G Street in Wasco. A crew laying concrete outside of the station reported seeing a horrifying sight. I'm not sure from where, but he walked this way and was waving a person's leg, and he started chewing on it over there. He was biting it, and then he was hiding it against the wall. He was hitting it against the wall and everything, said Jose Ibarra, a worker who saw the incident. Tejas was found and arrested without incident on multiple outstanding warrants and for taking evidence from a scene, but not eating it. He was eating it. There's no punishment for that. You can eat a leg. You can eat a human leg. There's no punishment for that. Ibarra added he thought the man was homeless when he walked past him with the leg. He's unsure where the man came from, but he said police showed up and stopped the man after people from the station called dispatch. He stopped. Hey, put down the leg. Don't eat it. Don't eat the leg. I'm telling you what, I think this zombie apocalypse could be a real thing. And I don't know how they're going to do it, but I don't put it past it. I think it's possible. I think it's actually, you know what, not just possible. I think it's going to fucking happen. That's my opinion. I think it's going to happen. And one day you're going to wake up, you're going to walk outside, and there's going to be zombies walking around. I mean, we saw it, right? We saw it in 2020. There was a lot of zombies. I'm a big believer in zombies now because I still see them. The remnants of them are still walking around with the face diapers, still walking around. So I know the zombies really do exist. I call them sleepwalkers, whatever. So maybe it's going to be those people that are like, they're going to just walk around the streets eating each other. Is that how this is going to go down while the elites go into their bunkers and just watch this shit on their screens? Christian J. Zolko, Nino, you are appreciated. Thank you for all your hard work. Thank you very much. Folks, I'm not going to be here Friday. I'm going to take a little time off. I'm going to go watch some boxing. I'm not going to be here Friday. I may not even be here Monday. So I might take a little time off to go watch some boxing. Get out for a little bit, man. I've been doing this shit 3 times a week. Make sure head explode. And I need some time. I need some time to decompress. So I'm going to take a little time for myself and go with my buddy and, I don't know, fuck around a little bit. All right, folks. Well, that's it for today. I'll see you guys next week. Don't forget I'm here. Tell your friends to like, subscribe, and share. Get this out there. Send to your liberal friends. Hi, I'm Nino. All right, folks. I'll see you next week. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. I'm out of here. Later.